Last week we looked at the first part of Daniel chapter 9, and this week we're going to look at the last part of Daniel chapter 9. And here's how I want you to frame your thoughts about it. You know, there are some sayings in Scripture that we cannot forget because they are so powerful and they are very familiar to us. Now, we may not be able to recite them, but the moment we start hearing them, we are familiar with them, and they need to be familiar to us. In fact, we don't need to start one day or let one day of our life pass without thinking about these kinds of passages. They are hallmark passages in God's Word. For example, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It frames everything for our worldview, and we need to take that verse to heart. Every morning we wake up and we see the sunrise. We need to take to heart what His Word says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. John 3:16, Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus. He was well-respected, probably wealthy. He was very religious. And out of that conversation, Jesus shared with him the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We don't need to forget that. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, which tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. It says, not our own doing, is it? It's not by our works. And then that's great counsel for us. We need to be reminded of that every day. We're not saved by our works, but that salvation is a gift of God's grace. And then John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I mean, that's one of those passages where Jesus made it very clear who He is and how He works in the world. Another one that I really love is Matthew 28:20. Jesus has already been crucified, buried, and resurrected. And as the resurrected Christ, He says to His followers, and behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And what He's telling us is we are not alone in this world. God is with us and He has not abandoned us. There may be times in our life when we feel like circumstances that surround us, the context of where we live has changed so drastically we wonder, okay, where is God and what is He doing? And what we can take to heart is the promise of God's own word in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, I am with you always. He has not given up. But there are a host of other passages, and some of those actually reflect on the future. In fact, as Christ ascended, in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, we read these words, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way you saw Him go into heaven. I mean, that's a priceless promise, isn't it? Jesus will come again. Now, when He comes, He'll bring all things to completion. All the promises will be fulfilled. The question that we have oftentimes is when? When will that happen? And we've got a word of caution in Scripture. And listen, I'm sharing this because what I don't want us to do as believers is become prophecy consumed. Where all we're going to do is study the prophecies of the Old Testament and do the charts and the maps and the timetables and we get so caught up in that, we become totally ineffective and unproductive of our knowledge of Jesus Christ in the world. And so what Jesus said in Matthew 24, 36 is this, but concerning that day and hour, no one knows. Did you hear that? But concerning that day and hour, no one knows. So the next time you're driving down the interstate and you see the billboard that says September 18th, 2017, Jesus is coming back, I guarantee you it's not going to be that day. All right? Because what did He tell us? No one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. And so what He's telling us is to know the exact time is impossible. It's impossible. Because God's made it impossible. So what we do know is this. There are only two kinds of people in the world. Those that are prepared for His coming and those that are unprepared. And that's not an arrogant, boastful statement. It's a harsh reality, isn't it? If you've come to know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are prepared. Not because of what you did, but because of what God has done in His Son Jesus. We are saved by grace. It's a gift. And we're thankful for that. But if you don't know Him, you're unprepared. for his coming, right? So what are we to do in the meantime, waiting for his coming? We are to be ever watchful, always keeping watch. It's impossible to know the dates, but those who are believers need to keep our eye on the sky, because one day Jesus is coming again, and we need to know that and believe that and trust in that. Now, in Scripture, there are passages that God has given us in his word that are called, given the type of literature called prophecy. And we've seen some of those already in the book of Daniel. And some of those are very difficult for us to understand. I don't know if we could, our whole staff, have been studying this passage in this one section of Scripture at the end of chapter 9. I don't know if we could calculate all the man hours that we've invested in studying this passage. We've read so many different conservative Bible scholars and seen their take on this passage, and all of them are a little bit different. They all have little nuances. There are some things that they have in agreement, but what we have come to understand is there are some things that are just difficult to understand, and what we will find, I think, is true. That when we step into the future and are looking back on it, we will have